With the Academy Awards coming up March 12, movie lovers from around the globe try their best to catch as many nominated films as possible before the red carpet gets rolled out. Here in Sudbury, cinephiles are in luck this year because, unlike much of the country, it is possible to view many contenders at the theater with an audience to fully experience these films as they were meant to be watched, on the big screen. If you were to take your advice from the Globe and Mail, you'd find them listing just 6 films available in theaters across Canada. Yet, here in Sudbury, there are currently 15 Oscar-nominated movies playing or on the cusp of opening in Sudbury. Sudbury Indie Cinema is leading the way with a total of 11 Oscar-nominated films on our roster between February and March. As in past years, we certainly have nominees in the international and documentary category, but this year we have nearly half the top contenders for Best Picture, and several top acting nominees. The commercial movie houses are running strong with a blockbuster or two. Speaking of the Oscar nominees for Best Documentary Feature, your big chance to see All That Breathes as well as All the Beauty and the Bloodshed this coming weekend at Junction North International Documentary Film Festival. And come red carpet night, the Indie also has you covered for a fun dress-up affair at the cinema while we take in the award ceremony together. Here's a guide on where to watch the 2023 Oscar-nominated films in Sudbury this year. Enjoy! Best Picture nominees, all with multiple nominations. On the big screen in theater, Avatar: The Way of Water is currently playing at Downtown Movie Lounge, Silver City, and IMAX. Tar: currently playing at Sudbury Indie Cinema. Triangle of Sadness is currently playing at Sudbury Indie Cinema. Everything Everywhere All at Once is opening at Sudbury Indie Cinema March 2nd. Women Talking is opening at Sudbury Indie Cinema March 3rd. On the small screen, The Banshees of Inisherin is on Disney. Top Gun: Maverick is on Paramount. The Fabelmans is on various streamers. Elvis is on Crave TV. All Quiet on the Western Front is on Netflix. Best Actor in a Leading Role nominees. In theater, Aftersun is currently playing at Sudbury Indie Cinema. Living is opening at Sudbury Indie Cinema March 2nd. The Whale played at Silver City and may pop up at the Downtown Cinema. Best Actress in a Leading Role nominees. In theater, Tar is currently playing at Sudbury Indie Cinema. Everything Everywhere All at Once is opening at Sudbury Indie Cinema March 2nd. On the small screen, Blonde is on Netflix. To Leslie is on various streaming services. Best International Feature. In theater, Close is currently playing at Sudbury Indie Cinema. EO is opening at Sudbury Indie Cinema March 3rd. Quiet Girl is opening at Sudbury Indie Cinema March 10th. On the small screen, Argentina, 85 Inches is on Amazon Prime. Best Documentary Feature. In theater, All the Beauty and the Bloodshed plays at Junction North International Documentary Film Festival Friday, February 24th at 4:15 p.m. at Sudbury Indie Cinema. All That Breathes plays at Junction North International Documentary Film Festival Saturday, February 25th at 3 p.m. Local panel discussion afterwards at Sudbury Indie Cinema. On the small screen, Fire of Love is on Disney. Navalny is on Crave. A House Made of Splinters, currently unavailable. Best Animated Feature. In theater, Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, playing at Downtown Movie Lounge and Silver City. On the small screen, Turning Red is on Disney. Marcel the Shell with Shoes on various video on demand. The Sea Beast is on Netflix. Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio is on Netflix. Beth Mayers is the founder, lead programmer and chief bottle washer of the Sudbury Independent Cinema Co-op, Northeastern Ontario's first not-for-profit independent cinema. See what's playing at the Indie by clicking here.